The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Very interesting Gemara over here, middle of the Amud. Gemara says, Amr of Abba, Amr of Huna, Amr Rav, Kol Talmud Chacham Shemayra Halacha Uba. Talmud Chacham Upaska the Shiloh. Im Koide Maisa Amra, if he said it before the Maisa happened, Shaymin Lai, we accept it. Im Lav, if not, meaning he only said this Psak Halacha after the Maisa happened, Ein Shaymin Lai, we don't accept it. This Gemara is also earlier on the Ein Zayin Amud Aleph, and the Rishonim are more mirach about it over there. What's the pshat in this? The Talmud Chacham paskens Shaila. So if we know he was already saying this before, so we accept it, and if not, we don't. Why not? He paskens the Shaila. Why should we? That's usually how Psak Halacha works. A Shaila comes up. This is a Shaila. Talmud Chacham is Mayan, or maybe he knows the answer already. Either way, he gives us. He paskens. That's the Halacha. Why are we not mekabelin? What's going on here? So Rashi on the Fayin Zayin, and over here also on the Tzadik Ches, is Mavur Pel de Gazach. Rashi is Mavur that he's a Chash Meshaker. He's a Chash that he's lying. He's saying over a Psak. We're saying, maybe he's lying. It's not true. Pel de Gazach. Tosis over there on the Fayin Zayin, Amud Aleph, Tav Tosis, and Ritva over here and over there, and the Muki Yosef over there quotes the Ritva. All the Rishonim argue on Rashi. Lashon of the Ritva is chas v'shalom that we should be chayshish that Talmud Chacham is meshaker, that he's lying. So the Ritva says, and Taisos learns like this, that it's a chashash that he's tired bit the dummy. It's a chashash that he made a mistake, that he's saying over that he heard from somebody the halacha. Maybe over time he made a mistake. So the Gemara says by us, in different cases, it arises that he's not making a mistake. In those cases, we accept his psak. I said this from Taisus, it's from the Ritva. Taisus has another point, which the Ritva says as well. That is, that the only case where we have this chashash is where it's a shiloh that's negeah for him. He says, all the cases where the Gemara says this are cases where it was negeah for him. Okay, so it's negiah for him. So there, there's a chashash, machmas the negias, or however you'll explain it. There's some chashash according to Rashi, a chashash meshaker, according to Ritva, a chashash b'dedami. The Ritva goes on and says another nekuda, which the Nevi Yosef quotes as well. That is that by medvarim amurim, where do we have this whole chashash? Only when he's saying over something from somebody else. So in that, maybe he's saying b'dedami. Maybe he's not really sure what he's saying. He thinks he's sure. He's not really sure. But if he says something misvara, he says something minafshei, he says, azay haltich, and he brings rayas, or he explains it misvara, so then avada will accept it. There's no reason not to. It's only because he's reporting that he heard from somebody else, from his rabbi, or somebody else said something. So then he's chashash, b'dedami, he's making a mistake. This din is not brought, as far as I know, in Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ramah does bring it. The Ramah is in Yerdei Reish Mem Beis, all the way at the end of the Siman, in Sif Lamed Vav. The Ramah says, Talmud Chacham Sha'omer Dvar Halacha B'Dover HaShayich Lidi Dei, right, he's saying like Taisvis, only something that's negeah for him. Im Omro Koide Maisa, if he said it before the Maisa, Shaymin Lai. If Im Lav Ain Shaymin Lai. If not, we don't accept it. And then he goes on and says, V'Davka Sha'omer Kach Kibalti. It's only if he's saying it over b'shem someone else, like we mentioned just now from the Ritva. Avlam oimid ovim isvara. But if he says it isvara, umara ponim ledvarav, v'hunera, he says a good svara, shaymin loy. Then we accept it. The Ramah then goes on and says something else, which is very unclear what he means. The Levush says a pshat, and the Taz says a different pshat. Ayin b'devrayim, not clear what he's saying at that. But Agoponim, this is ikadin of the Ramah, that he brings Lakula, both points that we said. That it's only, like Tzai says, if it's Negei L'Didei. And also, it's only, as the Ritva says, if he's just saying over Kach Kibalti. But if he's Mar upon him, if he says Misvara, so then we'll Mekabel it. As I state in Ramah, and it seems as Halacha Psukah. I don't see any of the Achrayim arguing on this. Shaft, Taz, guy in Pesach Truva, nobody argues on this. This is halacha psukah, it seems. That if a Talmud Chacham passed with the Shailas and he gave it for himself, if he's saying it over now and he hasn't said it in the pist, we don't accept it. As I state that. Uchaira, something a little bit strange over here. Because we have a Nidin in Paiskim, which seems to be the same Nidin in a different place, and they don't seem to be saying the same thing. The Hainu, what's the halacha? Can a Chacham pass on a Shaila that's negated for himself? So, the Paiskim, the Achronim in Yerodei, Samakut Peches, if Beis, the Chetshuva there brings it. The early Achronim, they also talk about it. They say that a person, the discussion over there is the Gabi Paskening of Mara, and the Achronim say that a person can Paskin, a Chacham can Paskin a Mara of Ishtai, that's negated for him. He has no bonus, he could Paskin it. These are machleks achrayim. What's the din in a case where there's a cheskes tuma? What's the din in a case of cheskes tuma? The marshal, okay, a shayla in chatzitza. A shayla in chatzitza. So an isha has a cheskes tuma, she goes to the mikvah, and you don't know if it was a good tefillah, so it's a cheskes tuma in that case. So there, some achrayim say that b'makom cheskes tuma, he has no nemanus, since it's negayah for himself, as they pass in the chachma sodom. It's in the Binus Adam Ois Gimel. It's based on a Taz and also Shechita and Simin Yud Ches. Taz says in Simin Yud Ches of Kotan Tesvav, Taz says over there that he wouldn't have the manas, Chacham wouldn't have the manas to pass it himself on a Shailah and the Shechita when there's Ches Kesisah. Ma'isa many Achranim argue on the Taz. The Mari also, the Dark Chuba brings there, the Das Torah there is Mayrach about this. Other Achranim also, the Padis Remainim, the Archa Shulchan in Simin Kut Peches. So l'maisin is a machlekes achrayim in the case of cheskes tuma of cheskes iser whether there is an emunus in the sefer Shefa Taira, which is shiurim from the Kloisenberg Rebbe called the Snida. It's a mekut peches if base in the sefer it's Amad Nun Vav. So they bring it that the Rebbe said keinogu kol ba'la hira. Everybody was mekel even in cases of cheskes tuma that cheskes iser that it's mutter. Okay. Ba'akoponim, that's all in the case of Cheskes Tumah, so there is a Machlekes. But in the case where there is no Cheskes Tumah, Cheskes Iser, in that case, everybody seems to be made that the Chacham has no Nemanus. I don't understand. We just had a halacha over here that a Chacham has no Nemanus to pass on the Gabi himself. So, what's going on over here? So, anytime in Mitzad, that sugi over there, which comes from a Rash and a Goyim, a Gabi Roy and a Geyatmi, over there, the halach is without a Cheskes Tumo, they have Nemonis. Fine, but we have a halach over here, we have a Mefurshu Gemara here, that says that the Chacham is not Nemon. So what do you have to say? That the Paiskim over there who are being Mekel, they mean either where he's saying over something that's not either, it's really one thing. You have to say that they're only being mad there in a case where he's explaining his psak. He's not saying it over b'shem somebody else, or dvar shmur. He's saying, azay haltich, and he's mar upon him l'dvarav. Either that, or there's another text you could say, that he's only nemon when he already was mekel on this before the ma'aser came along. Right, those are the two heterim we have over here in the Yerdei Rish Mendes. Either where he's not saying it over from someone else, he's saying it from himself, or even if he is saying it from someone else, but he already said it over in the past. Both of these terutim are very, very short. First of all, stam is the steam is hapaiskim. Nobody says this. Nobody differentiates over there. Nobody points out the schilik. That's first of all. But more than that, neither of these svaras really apply very well. First of all, because in marriage, b'derech klal, you're not passing from yourself. You're passing. You're saying that kach kibalti, that this color is fine. So that's usually a dvar shmur from somebody else. That's not something you could pass it on your own. That's the way it works in Maris. It has to be with Shemesh, with the Messiah. That's the Gabi that Teretz. The other Teretz was that he already passed like this in the past. That's also hard to say, besides the fact that they're not Machalik, because not every color is exactly the same. Right? So he's getting the Shaila. He has to be done, whether see what he was in Kabul, this is a color that's Tamei or a color that's Tar. So, I don't even know if it's shaykh to say that, yeah, he had this color and he knows exactly the same. Right, I guess it's possible in certain cases. Certainly many cases are not like that. And b'cholayf, and the place going on b'chalak over there. So, I don't have a yishuv on this kasha. I'm not dying so.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.